Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Well, hello. I am neither Baskin nor Phelps. Dan Menigan in today, along with Anthony Alant filling in for Baskin and Phelps. Today we'll have you for 2 o'clock. We got a show ahead of us. Our buddy Brian Anderson, the best friend of the show, will join us at 11:20. Talk a little bit of winter meetings with him, along with getting his Browns thoughts. Of course, the former Indians pitcher, Rays color analyst. A huge Browns fan on top of that, used to host a Browns show in town for a good period of time as well. We'll talk to him at 11:20. And the legend Tim May will join us at 12:40. You can hear him on the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. Get the latest of what's going on at Michigan, what's going on with Matt Campbell at Penn State, even some rumblings of a possible Browns coach finding his way to Michigan for at least an interview, and we'll see where it goes from there. So a lot of stuff going on today, all leading into Kevin Stefanski's press conference. At about that 11, or I shouldn't say 11, my apologies, that 105, 115, somewhere in between there, Kevin Stefanski will hit the podium. You will get who is in, who is out for the Browns game on Sunday, 1 o'clock in Chicago, Soldier Field. Buckle in, you'll be able to listen to it right here on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. Anthony Alant joins me. How are you, bud? Good to
I'm
see you
I'm doing well, Dan. How are you? I'm sick of this cold. Not to like old man this thing, but I am so tired of this. I don't know how people do this for their entire lives. I am so tired of cleaning snow and ice off of my car and then not being able to see out of the windshield because I didn't do a good enough job. My joints hurt. Everything hurts all the time.
Wait, just take the extra time. Just take the extra time and really make sure you scrape the windshield. And then that way you don't have to play that game. Either that one or start the car early and let it go for like a minute or so with the I can't remember. Defroster. Thank you.
Yeah.
With the defroster going for about 45 seconds.
So the extra time in the morning dilapidates pretty quickly when my alarm goes off and I think about how cold it is outside. And I just go, oh, my bed is so nice. And I have this mattress for like a beautiful queen size bed.
It's that fine moment. You feel like Homer Simpson laying there going, I feel like a big toasty cinnamon bun.
Exactly. Yep. And you want me to remove myself from said cinnamon bun to talk about a 3-10 football team.
Yeah, it's a valid point right there. It definitely gets tough this time of year to get out of bed. Now, the worst thing that we did is I installed blackout curtains as well. So now I really don't want to get out of bed.
Yep.
Because it's completely dark in there. It's so warm. It's nice. Yeah, it's a pain.
And I'm still kind of like, I'm not sick. I told you this pre-show, I'm not sick, but sitting out in that Browns game on Sunday, I said last week that I wasn't going to go. I convinced myself into it being a good idea. And I saw some fireworks. It was can I say something though real quick about that game?
Are you gonna like openly admit to me that you left before the two touchdown drives? Is that what you're gonna tell me?
After the block punt, I left.
No!
And I'm a guy who my grandfather instilled in me, never leave a sporting event until the clock hits zero or the final out has been taken on the baseball diamond. I will never leave a baseball game early. However, I was so sick of being cold.
And we are giving this a Stephen A. Smith. However.
However, I was down to feeling zero out of my 10 toes. I could not breathe out of my nostrils. I dressed perfectly. I had the Carhartt jacket on. I had two pairs of long johns, like everything going. And even the beer jacket couldn't help me out. It was just so unbelievably cold, and then they blocked that punt. I was so sick and tired of screaming at the top of my lungs at what the disaster that I was looking at. Now, I will say this. I was walking up the bridge, and I heard the roar from the crowd.
Right.
And I dipped into a bar somewhere downtown and decided to watch the end of the game. So I did catch the end of it. But I was sitting there in the bar, and I'm like, if they come back, I am never going to forget myself. Despite the fact that it's moving a 3-9 team to a 4-9 record, but I just, because it's instilled in me, never leave a ball game.
Well, and you don't want to miss that moment when all of a sudden it clicks.
Exactly.
And you want to be able to say, I was there the minute that this all made sense. And all of a sudden you saw a guy take a step forward in front of you.
Yeah. And I was there for enough. Like, I did see enough. I saw the Jerry Jeudy pass. I saw a lot of good things. I also saw the Dylan Sampson fumble, and then obviously the punt return. That was the end of it. And I'm like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
And that gets a little uglier. You don't want to be there because you think this could be something that is huge, and you think this could be something that is massive. And I wonder where people are when we sit on the precipice of that being the case when it comes to Shedeur Sanders, because we're in a spot. Let's put all the cards on the table before we start. Okay. He had a start against the Raiders where he looked good. Okay. Played well, got the win, couple explosive plays. Wasn't, massively dynamic, anything like that, but he played well enough. He got the win, right? Did everything that you want a quarterback to do. 49ers, he struggled, right? Wind, rain, snow, whatever you want to blame it on, fine. Going up against Robert Saleh, who knows what he's doing, fine. All position of these of things the are,
huh? The position of the moon.
Position of the moon, whatever we want to say this is, it is what it is. Then he comes out against the Titans. A poor defense, not taking anything away, just stating the fact that it was, and played well. I think I saw the going around grade is A-, B+, for what we saw from Shedeur Sanders. I'm not going to put a letter grade on it. I'm going to say he played well. And I don't know if he could have played better outside of the pick. I don't think he could have played better if he tried, right? That was a great, great performance. And it's led us to this position where now all of a sudden people are beginning to dream forward. People are looking at the 2026 season, 2027 season, thinking to themselves, okay, are the Browns no longer in this position where they have to look to draft a quarterback? Did you possibly find your guy in a place that you didn't see coming? And that's where I'm so fascinated by this, because a lot of people are starting to jump to that conclusion, where they're basically just coming out going, yeah, Shedeur's the guy. Done. Build around. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And we've been yelled at the whole week, and I'm one of them who's been yelled at. You're giving me the benefit of time. And you're giving me the benefit of being able to gain more information. I want all of that information. I am the kind of person who, if you tell me the paper is due in 2 weeks, but you could turn it in at any time, you will get the paper in 2 weeks. And you will get the paper. I may even try to get you to give me an hour more time to make sure I have everything that I need to get this done. Where are you on that narrative? Do you want more time to see everything that's there, or are you willing to jump in with both feet?
Well, it's good that I wasn't the only one getting yelled at for saying that we shouldn't overreact to one game. However, it's Cleveland, and we've been searching for a quarterback since the beginning of time. So I totally understand that, the guy almost throws for 400 yards, damn near comes back and wins the ball game. I understand that you come back, especially because of the fact that, hey, he's a fifth round pick. We kind of fell into this situation. What he's allowed you to do is say, you have the next four games. You have the runway. And he also staves off Kevin Stefanski being like, yeah, maybe Deshaun Watson will play, or maybe we'll go back to Dylan Gabriel or Bailey Zappe at some point. He afforded himself and he afforded the team the chance to say, you have this runway to prove what you got. And while five or six games is never enough to evaluate a quarterback, especially one that is still growing into being an NFL level quarterback, it provides some form of evidence as to whether or not, because you can look back at the end and you can say, if he plays terrible for the next 4 weeks, you go, okay, that was an aberration. If he plays great, you can, you know, give yourself enough evidence to say, let's roll with him for 2026, or let's at least give him the opportunity to be the starter week one next year. So I thought that was the best part of it, was whether or not you think he's going to be a franchise quarterback, or he's just going to be the bridge quarterback next year, or he showed enough that he can be a backup. He gave you enough to have that runway for you to figure it out, which is something that Dylan Gabriel did not do.
And I think that's the best part, is the fact that you don't have to jump in with both feet to make this decision right now. But the other side of that is the fact that you're going to start hearing a lot of sound from a lot of different places. And when it comes to people saying, I've talked with people in the building and team sources and all of that kind of stuff, my question is always, when? When feels like one of those questions that does not get asked when it comes to people saying, I talked to this person and this person and this person. And I think we may have had one of those moments earlier this week when Todd McShay hopped on the Triple Action podcast and made some headlines in Cleveland and everywhere else when he talked about Shedeur Sanders, that he talked about the Browns. And in fact, you know what? He had this to say when it came to Shedeur Sanders and the future of the Browns.
I don't think it's in Cleveland. And I say that because I'm not convinced that the coaching staff wanted to draft him. And you could kind of see that they blocked with everything they had him playing, or even being, feeling like he was a player that they were developing. You know, I never got that sense that they were putting the effort in this season with Shedeur even as a backup to get him prepared for the moment that arose with the injury to Dylan Gabriel. Now, you know, obviously he played really well in the first start. The second start, he gets nicked up. And so we'll see how that goes the rest of the season. But honestly, my guess is, depending on what, you know, is it the same general manager, Andrew Berry? Is it the same head coach, Kevin Stefanski, next year? If it is, I think that he's playing now to get the attention of the other 31 organizations to try to get an opportunity, whether that's in a, it would most likely have to be in a trade, or else he's going to have to ride out the remaining 3 years in his rookie deal.
So my question with all of that is, when? Because I have Myles Garrett telling us that, hey, he's been in the office with Shedeur Sanders, been in the office with Kevin Stefanski. They've been working together. They've been going over a whole bunch of film. You got the whole Hungry Dogs thing going on here. We're hearing that he's working, and we're hearing that he's been working the entire time to try to get better, right? And we're seeing it in front of us right now. And so I'm not saying that Todd McShay is incorrect, or I'm not saying that Todd McShay is lying. Like, please do not put any of those words in my mouth. I'm just saying, when, because we've all been in a position before in many aspects of our lives where we've been forced to do something we didn't totally want to do. We weren't totally in for. Then we got there and went, oh, damn, this is a good time. Oh, I really enjoyed this. This is a lot of fun. Like, we've all been in those situations, or I don't want to meet that person. I might not like that person. And you get to know him and you're like, oh, damn, I really do like this person. Yeah, we may disagree on this and this, but boy, overall, I really enjoy this person. Do you see that way?
Well, I think that when you think about the times in the NFL calendar where all these writers and people in the know, quote unquote, are together, is around the draft and then training camp. Training camp affords people the opportunity, like Todd McShay and Albert Breer, to go around to every single training camp and sit down and have like an conversation of, you know, off the record stuff that they can eventually work into their stories throughout the year. And then once the season starts, I mean, you're kind of hamstrung to where you are. So I think that that's nationally what a lot of people are sort of like, not to say that it's a wrong report, but the last time that a lot of people intimately talked with people in the building here in Cleveland, like the national people, would probably have been training camp. Yeah, you check in throughout the year, but at that point in time, at training camp in preseason, it was clear that Shedeur Sanders was a little bit further behind than Dylan Gabriel was.
Right.
So, yeah, go ahead.
No, what you're saying makes a ton of sense. And I think that's the position that we're in, because when I hear those things, I want to ask back to Todd McShay and go, when did you hear this? Because it's very easy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To have this thought in March, April, when you're looking at a guy and going, yeah, first round, I'm good. Second round, okay, I'm good. But you start getting past there, and all of a sudden, you can see where this makes sense. And not to mention, again, Kevin Stefanski's working one-on-one with the guy. Tommy Rees has been putting in a boatload of work with him. Quarterback coach has been putting in a boatload of work. Bill Musgrave putting in a boatload of work with the guy. Like, clearly, they want him to succeed because that means they succeed, right? So that's the part of this that I find so fascinating. And so, 216-474-0092. At the Sports Feller on Twitter, at Anthony Alandt, A-L-A-N-D-T, correct? I have that correct?
Nailed it.
Beautiful. On Twitter as well, if you want to get to us. I wonder if Todd McShay is dealing with old information, and I wonder if what we are hearing right now could put Shador in a position to where they don't need to get a quarterback in the first round, and what he needs to do to find himself into that position in the remaining four games on the schedule. I'm fascinated by where this can go. I'm fascinated to see what he is able to do. I'm fascinated to see what this looks like. But the only thing I ask more than anything else is, for the love of all that's holy, have it be an answer that's either a yes or a no. Don't leave me in the world of maybe. Dan Menigan, Anthony Alandt in for Baskin and Phelps today. You got 92.3 The Fan. We've got you till 2 o'clock. An afternoon drive will get you to there. Kevin Stefanski will hit the podium A little bit later on today, probably about that 105, it's somewhere between 105 and 115, he'll hit the podium. You'll get who's in, who's out. We'll have you covered today for the practice report as well. The 2025 Radiothon is back on our sister station, Star 102. They're doing that right now. Jen and Tim are raising money for the kids at the University Hospital, Rainbow's Babies and Children's. If you can, if you have the means, it's a wonderful, wonderful cause. Go to Star 102 Cleveland for a link where you can make a donation, or you can text UHRAINBOW to 34984. That once again, 34984 if you want to make a donation to the Rainbow's Babies and Children's Hospital, the big telethon going on Star 102, and it's always cool that they do that, and it's a wonderful, wonderful cause if you can help out the way to help out some kids who need some help. So, Dan Manigan, Anthony Lant in for the guys today. The Browns are in this interesting spot where, I think you put it out really well, Anthony, where they've got a whole lot of runway, and there are a lot of people that don't want to, that are like, yep, Shador's the guy, let's go. We're good to go. Figure it out from there. We don't need to draft a quarterback. We don't need to do anything else in between there. We don't want to live in the gray with any of this stuff. But the funny thing that comes with it, man, I partially wonder if no matter what happens, they're better off walking into next season and saying, yeah, we're just going to start Shador Sanders and we'll go from there. And maybe not because of overall quality or anything else like that, but just because it might set their draft up in a little bit better of a place than it did before.
Yeah, I think if he continues to play like he did on Sunday, and he doesn't need to light the world on fire with all these gaudy statistics and insane, you know, throws and whatnot, he just, if he continues to trend appropriately toward being a starting quarterback in the NFL, I think that he'll... It'll be good enough, because you and I agree that the idea of building a roster out and then dropping the quarterback into it, like, that's where Cincinnati has struggled. That's where on the flip side, like, I think the Bears did a really good job where they built up their defense. They had an offensive line, and now Caleb Williams is really showing what he's able to do. So I think that that's a plus if he continues to look like he did on Sunday.
And we'll get into it a little bit later on, but that Bears defense is a little shakier than you would think with the amount of talent that's there. They're not getting as much pass rush. Watch for Montez Sweat. We'll get into that a little bit later on as well as we get you ready for the game against the Bears. But more than anything else, I think what you laid out, it makes the most sense, which is I can then go into this draft and go, give me my wide receiver, whether that's Jalen Tyson, whether that's the kid from Washington whose name is totally escaping me, whether it's Carnell Tate. Give me my big body wide receiver who can get open. Get me a tackle. Get me a guard later on, because I got to rebuild this line, because I don't think you're going to bring back. Maybe you bring back Wyatt Teller if he's healthy, but I don't think you're going to bring back all five guys. You've lost Ethan Posick because of the Achilles injury. We'll see what that looks like later on, but we know that that's an uphill battle to come back from. That's a year injury. And so you're probably going to need a center. We'll see what Luke Whipler can do. Zach Zinter, the floor is yours. Prove me wrong. Tevin Jenkins dealing with an injury right now. You grabbed off the Chicago practice squad. Chicago's never exactly been known for an ability to draft offensive linemen. There's a reason why they had to go out and trade for Joe Tooney. But, like, you're going to need – you have so many holes in so many other places that having Shador Sanders play C+, B- level football – might answer the question for me moving forward, at least into 2026, because then I could get to the plan that you're laying out, which is I could go get my big body wide receiver. I could get my left tackle. I can get my guards. I could get all this stuff. I could build this whole thing up. And then in 27 go, all right, quarterback X, let's go. Or Shador Sanders has the runway to show me, hey, I'm the guy. And everybody goofed up. The whole league goofed up.
So that's interesting, because if he plays C+ the rest of the year, like, if it's not what he did against the Titans, but it's also not against the Ravens and somewhere in the middle, that would almost lend itself to this gray area that you and I have been sort of like scared of. But it almost sounds like if he plays just sort of fine, you at least, and I think I would be too okay with giving him the leeway to at least have an offseason, have a training camp, get more reps with the guy, because it would work out to where you can give the guy a tackle, you can give the guy a wide receiver. It's almost like if he just lives in the gray area of being fine, that would almost work out.
So my benchmark is, we were talking yesterday, benchmarks, and so I said the eye test is going to play into this, because this is the world that we're living in. This Browns offense is bad. So the offensive line is in shatters. So, like,
we're going to need benchmarks along the line. And so I kind of said, okay, the eye test is going to play in. Give me 200 to 250 yards and throw more touchdowns than interceptions. Mm. Keep me competitive in all these games. Don't go out there and have two blow-up games where you throw three picks and start running into those bad habits and taking sacks and all of those kind of things that he was doing when he was at Colorado, or even when we saw him in the early part of this, that has seemed to be working his way behind him. The bailing out of the back of the pocket, the holding on to it for too long. Because that's the one thing that I always concerns me with him, is the fact that he will do everything he can to extend a play to make sure he gives his receivers chance, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing, but it does lead to a lot of sacks. And the guy, he's held onto the ball the longest in the NFL to this point. The guy who's second on that list, his opponent, Caleb Williams, who also has a habit of holding onto the ball a little bit too long and taking bad sacks and all of those kind of things because he wants to make plays.
So here's where the gray area would end up being, because we saw him against good defenses. We saw him against bad defenses so far. And he has the Bears who are good, but not great, is the Bills who are good, but not great. And then you have the Bengals who are
horrendous,
a whole different issue in their own.
The worst defense in football, and it's really not close.
The gray area would be if he plays really well against the Bengals, or if the Steelers are already checked out and he plays well against them, and then he sucks against the better defenses. So then you get to the end of the year and he goes, all right, well, he struggled against when there was a good defensive coordinator on the other side and people were actually throwing NFL-level things at him. And when there wasn't a good defense on the other side, he balled out. So that's where the gray area would be. And that is where my biggest fear is. Like, I think I know what the weather's going to be like on Sunday in Chicago. I need him to play at the very least like he knows what's going on. I need him to play like that benchmark of 200 to 250 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Cool, good to me. Like, and that's what I need from him.
And the eye test is going to play into this, which I know is what, you know, I would love to live in a world where we could draw a line and go, if you are above this line, great, and below this line, perfect. But we don't live in that world. The eye test is going to play into this.
Yeah.
And my whole thing that comes with the eye test is basically keep me competitive in all of these games.
Yeah.
I would love it. Love it, love it, love it. If we got to the last week of the season against the Bengals and that turned into that, oh goodness, was that Kelly Holcomb versus Carson Palmer shootout that took place where the final score was like 48-41 and these teams are going back and forth? If we ran into that situation again with Shedeur Sanders at the helm, let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go. Because that's the kind of thing, is keep me competitive. Go toe-to-toe with these guys and let's see where it is, and show me that you can read defenses. Show me that you can adapt your offensive game plan. Show me that you can clean up your footwork as well, and that you can do what it takes to put this team in a position to win.
It's just been so drastic. Like the couple of starts that we've seen, and again, it's only been three starts, three and a half games that he's played in the regular season, but it's been so unbelievably drastic that I need to find some middle ground to know that you have the ability to be at first the game manager quarterback, and second, not have those blowups that you need to. Like the first two games we were talking about how terrible his EPA was. He had the worst EPA out of any quarterback in the league. And then all of a sudden he goes out and almost throws 400 yards. Like, hey, I'll take that Sunday game 10 times out of 10, but I don't want that to happen two more games if it's going to be the worst EPA in the league two other games.
So for those of you out there who don't know, we're not talking about the Environmental Protection Agency. EPA is a really cool stat that's out there now. It's kind of like the, you know, almost like wins above replacement of football. Basically tells you how healthy your offense is and how healthy your quarterback is in any given point. How many points he has added every time he takes a drop back, has an attempt, everything in between there. And how many points get added every single time. It's usually like 0.0, 0.01, 0.02, somewhere in there. If you start seeing negatives, that's how you know your offense is bad. It's a cool stat like that. So just to give everybody a little bit of footing, just in case there are people out there going, why the hell are you talking about the Environmental Protection Agency?
Because it's like, so damn cold outside.
Because it's too cold outside. Nick, welcome to the show, man. Appreciate you calling.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
Awesome, besides being cold, like you mentioned.
No kidding.
So I think I want to give you what I see as the final solution and then the tea leaves that I'm reading to kind of get there.
Please, I'd love it.
I think after the season, Kevin Stefanski will be fired. And I think how we got there is Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam have jumped on the Shedeur train from the beginning. I think when Jimmy made the comments about we need to see the young quarterbacks, that's the goal of this. That was one of the main goals of this season, to see the young quarterbacks. The tea leaves with Andrew Berry after the preseason game that he played well, was yucking it up on the sideline. They caught that on that mic. You know, you heard him say, hey, you played well, blah, blah. And then the hug after the game, I think it was last week or the week before, you see that Andrew Berry has seen what he has. He's watched how he's worked all year. He said, hey, we have this guy on a fifth-round contract for the next 3 years. This is my ticket out of it. That's how, you know, you guys already talked about it. You can draft whatever you want moving forward. I think that they're on that train, and Andrew Berry had to get there by trading Joe Flacco, by trading Kenny Pickett, because Kevin Stefanski wasn't going to get there.
So, Nick, you're wondering if this is the old money ball thing of I had to turn around and trade the former first baseman that Art Howe would actually play Scott Hatteberg.
I think it is, and I think that Kevin has been too reluctant, and we all see it. I mean, whether it's the rumors, whether it's us even talking about it, there's obviously some smoke there that Kevin is not all the way on board or has not been all the way on board with Shador through this whole process. He started Dylan Gabriel after he looked as bad as he did. He's never been on board. So I think that reading the tea leaves throughout the season, prior to the season, I think that Kevin Stefanski finds his way out. Someone else is inserted, and we go from there. I would like to say we would keep Jim Schwartz, and if Tommy Rees wants to stay, I mean, he's getting looks for head coaching otherwise.
Well, we'll get into that a little bit later on, Nick.
If he becomes the OC and he runs the offense, I think it'd be great, and we insert somebody that can actually motivate some people.
Appreciate the call, man. Take care. Stay warm. Stay warm.
So real quick, I know we got to go. My biggest question with this, like if Stefanski goes, is does that help Shador's case of being the starter week one next year, or is it better and more beneficial?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For him, if Kevin Stefanski stays.
So, I want to get into that. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter. That's a hell of a point, my friend. We're going to dig into that. Dan Manigan, Anthony Land in for Baskin and Phelps, 92 The Fan. Dan Manigan, Anthony Land in for Baskin and Phelps today. The best friend of the show, Brian Anderson, will join us at 11:20. Kevin Stefanski, 105, 110. Somewhere in that area, you'll have him. He'll give us the update of who is going to play this week because, boy, it was a lengthy injury report all week when it came to the practices that were taking place. So we'll get not the final say, but at least a group of people who are going to be ruled out before we get to Sunday at 1 o'clock. So when we went to break, you threw a question at me that put me at a pause. Mm. And I had to sit here and I had to think, which I like.
I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, okay.
I love when people make me think.
You see the steam coming out of your ears.
It's why I love when people call up and disagree with me, I think. Because when you disagree with me, you make me think. And I like thinking. I'm a weirdo like that. I love like different like thought exercises, and I love all of that kind of stuff that comes with it. So you threw at me, if Stefanski goes at the end of the season, what does that do to Shedeur Sanders? Mm-hmm. And so my thought back to you is I feel like I can't answer that question until I know what's going on with Andrew Berry as well. That if Andrew Berry stays, I think Shedeur stays with him. Now, why that is the case, I have no idea why I believe that is the case. But I feel like Andrew Berry might have a little bit more pull to sit a head coach down and say to them, all right, you're going to come in here and I want you to at least give it a whirl with the guy that we have here. Because Deshaun Watson is the answer to nothing. Okay? Deshaun Watson is the, like, in case of emergency, find another quarterback glass. Like you're not even breaking that glass. You've cemented that thing shut and you're not even going to chisel it open. Okay. Nobody wants to watch that guy play. So if you do, God help you, because I have no interest in watching a guy that in the last 10 years has torn both of his ACLs and Achilles and has had shoulder surgery. Like I'm good.
That's bad.
Yeah. Oh, that tore one ACL in college, tore the other ACL his rookie year in the NFL, had the micro tears in his shoulder, then tore his Achilles.
Then retore it.
Tore it twice. I'm good. I don't need to watch that guy. So I think if Andrew Berry is here, you are having a different conversation because then at least you can go give Shedeur Sanders a shot. And that's a part of maybe the interview process. If it's a complete cleaning of house, I think that puts everybody in a question mark, including Shedeur Sanders himself as well.
That's interesting because I was thinking more so that Kevin Stefanski, if he stays, Shedeur has a better leeway, a better chance to be the starting quarterback week one, or at least have the opportunity to battle with somebody for it. But if you're Andrew Berry, because the way I was thinking of it was you bring in somebody else, like you bring in Robert Saleh or Jesse Minter, one of these guys that has been kind of rumored as being a hot coaching name this year. And they say, hey, I want to go get me a rookie quarterback from the draft. I really think that I can make Dante Moore or Fernando Mendoza into a Pro Bowl level quarterback. I don't care how well or poorly Shedeur played. He can be a fine backup for me. And then we can, you know, trade Dylan Gabriel. We can do whatever with him. But I do agree with you that if a new GM comes in, that guy would have so much more pull to say, nope, I am trading up. This is what we're doing here. This team needs a quarterback. We're going to find ourselves a quarterback, and we are going to, you know, tie ourselves at the hip together with one of these rookie guys this year.
Well, we've all gone down this road enough times of changing out regimes, changing out coaches, changing out all of those different things that we know how this goes, right? You bring in the new GM, he brings in the coach brings in the quarterback, you play the quarterback for a while, the quarterback flops, you go to the next quarterback, that one gets injured, you go to the next quarterback, that one flops, you fire the coach, the GM brings in the new coach, the coach needs to bring in his guy, that quarterback flops, then you bring in the next guy, and then he ends up getting injured, then you bring in the next guy, something weird happens to him that we still haven't totally been able to figure out, then everybody gets fired to then bring in the head coach to then hire the GM, the GM drafts the quarterback that the head coach plays, then the head coach doesn't like that guy for one reason or another, or something weird happens, or he gets injured, to go to the next guy, and then the next guy ends up flopping, and then the GM gets fired, and the new GM comes in. He has the coach for about a year or so. That quarterback gets hurt. That season falls apart. Then that coach gets fired, and then everybody gets wiped out, and we start it all again. And then they move to the prime. Right? I mean, we've done this. We know how this works. So how do I break the cycle? That's all about the question that I have. And that's part of the whole thing of this. Okay, so how do I make sure that I get off of the merry-go-round, or not even the merry-go-round, the Ferris wheel that I'm on? Like, I've always compared it to being on a Ferris wheel that goes into a chemical waste dump. Right? Because I feel like what happens is we spin the Ferris wheel and everything's going up, and then we hit the peak of that, and then somebody gets hurt, and then you go down the Ferris wheel and dunk right into the chemical waste lake.
Yeah.
You know, and like you just end up in this horrific situation over and over and over and over again. And so I hope with everything in me that whomever comes in here next has the answer. And then we go from there. And that's back to your whole thing on, you know, if Kevin Stefanski stays, does Shedeur Sanders stay? And it's a reason I say yes, is because you have institutional knowledge and you have continuity. And I think, again, this puts them in a position where they could go draft for need to other places and then be able to fix your team from there.
That's why I feel like Kevin Stefanski, which is funny because last week I was coming on saying I think maybe Browns fans should root for them to lose against the Titans because that's going to help Kevin Stefanski getting ushered out of here, which is exactly what ended up happening. So, you know, this is almost like arguing the other side of it of like, hey, if you really want Shedeur Sanders to stay here and have a legitimate opportunity to be QB1 in week one of 2026, you almost need to stick with Kevin Stefanski, because if you bring in a new coach, they're not beholden to this guy. Like, unless right. He totally lights the world on fire for these next 6 weeks, they're not beholden to a fifth round quarterback. He's, you know, he'll be totally fine as a backup quarterback to one of these rookies.
And outside of hiring Deion, which I do not want to do, we are going to have no idea if they go to hire another head coach if that head coach is in on Shedeur Sanders.
Right. Unless he, in the intro press conference, somebody asks him, how much does Shedeur Sanders being here factor into you being in Cleveland now? And he says, yeah, that was a big part of why I decided to come to the Browns.
Then we might have first and foremost, we would all be taken aback because something was said in a press conference that wasn't this ambiguous, noise-filled air.
Well, if you hire Robert Saleh, things will be said in the press conferences.
I've always liked Robert Saleh.
Me too. I don't think he's coming here.
I don't think he is either. I think he stays in San Fran for another year, but I've always liked Robert Saleh. I've always liked Anthony Weaver, too, from the Dolphins. But that's another argument for another day. Eric is in Akron. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well, man. Yourself?
So I am very much on the Shedeur train. Like, okay. I think he should be the starter next year, and I think we fell backwards into a starting quarterback. Let me tell you why.
Yeah,
my why is real simple. He elevated a bad offense. He made a bad offense look halfway competent. Granted, you know, small sample size, what have you. But imagine if you gave this kid weapons. Imagine if he had an offensive line. Imagine if he had an off season and more time to learn and more time. I mean, I've just seen his improvement through the games, and I can't help but get excited. Now, I don't think this kid's Patty Mahomes.
Well, real quick, Eric, before you get any farther, does the level of competition that he went up against when he looked his best compared to the 49ers, does that scare you off at all?
I mean, a little bit, but okay. Is it also kind of attributes it to, or I kind of attribute it to, he's a rookie.
Okay.
Like, three games in. Like, I can't be too overly critical of him at this point. I just think he could be a Dak Prescott, a Brock Purdy, a Kirk Cousins, a serviceable quarterback to get the whole thing rolling. And then we can have the Baker argument all over again about how he's not good enough to win a Super Bowl, and we can go from there. Like, I just want to get the serviceable where we're in the conversation and trying to win playoff games.
Eric, appreciate the call, man. Stay warm, stay warm. It's so funny that the bar is at competent. Like, I feel like that was the end of that call. I was like, I am a Shedeur Sanders fan because this offense looked competent.
Well, you know what I said when they drafted Shedeur Sanders? I was like, hey, okay. Best case scenario, Shedeur Sanders works out. We found our Baker Mayfield. And, I mean, that's kind of what he did on Sunday.
Worst right? case scenario, it's a fifth-round pick, which is how I always was. Worst case scenario, it's a fifth-round pick.
Best case scenario, he's the guy you traded away.
It all works out.
But I know sucks, so it doesn't work as much.
I was going to say, in best case scenario, on top of that, you have a guy on a rookie contract for the next 3 years. 4 years before you have to look at it and worry even the slightest bit about what to do with this guy. And he's cheap, which really does wonders for your cap.
So do you think if Stefanski stays, Shedeur has a better chance?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it's just because of institutional knowledge.
You know what's interesting too? Is like,
what do you think?
I agree with you too, but I think if you're a like massive Shedeur fan, I don't think you're a big Kevin Stefanski fan. Now, at this point in time, we have so much scar tissue with Kevin Stefanski that not a lot of people are Kevin Stefanski fans.
Right.
But if you're a big Shedeur fan or you're from the Colorado area code, you probably don't like Kevin Stefanski that much. And you're almost going to need to stick by him a little bit more if you want to see your guy perform well. Now, the flip side of that is Kevin Stefanski gets fired. You bring in a new head coach. The new head coach says, we don't need Shedeur Sanders. You know, all of that noise.
I want my guy.
As a backup quarterback. And then he gets traded off to another place, and you can go root for that team. So, I mean, those are your two options if you're a Shedeur fan. It's either get behind Kevin Stefanski or hope that he gets traded.
Sometimes your enemies all of a sudden need to become your friends just because you have a mutual enemy in between.
Exactly.
It's kind of the way that this whole thing goes. It's so funny how life works that way.
The interesting part of this argument, too, is it sounds like we have officially separated Andrew Berry from Kevin Stefanski. Do you agree with that?
It's interesting that you bring that up because I wonder both ways on that one. We'll get into that a little bit next. 216-474-0092. Anthony Allant, Dan Menigan, in for Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.